This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, over a dozen bodies have not been identified at the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose. That's the word from the Fremont County Coroner's Office, who provided an update earlier today. The funeral home was shut down in October after close to 200 bodies were found abandoned and decomposed. It's due to be demolished coming up next week. More jobs are coming to Colorado Springs thanks to major electronics manufacturer. Spectrum Advanced Manufacturing Technologies plans to grow its local facility by more than 50%. The company made the announcement on Tuesday at the 39th Space Symposium. It makes products used in aerospace and medical industries. The expansion is expected to create at least 100 high-paying jobs. Governor Jared Polis, Mayor Yemi Mobilati, and local government officials attended the event. The company responsible for global recall of a sleep apnea machine reaches a settlement with the government. The Justice Department says Philips, which makes sleep apnea machines, including CPAPs, must overhaul its manufacturing quality control systems before it can resume production at U.S. facilities. The settlement also requires the company to hire independent experts to vet the changes. It's a big step towards resolving the recall of 5 million machines, because the internal foam in those machines can break down, causing users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. Customers complained of issues including headaches, sinus infections, and pneumonia. A school district in Colorado Springs is having trouble accommodating a large influx of immigrant students enrolling in schools. Harrison School District 2 says this year it has around 440 new students enroll, and they're either migrants, immigrants, or refugees. Assistant Superintendent Rachel LaFleur says the district is straining because it's difficult to predict student growth and they must quickly readjust instructional resources. LaFleur says that they've always been accommodating to immigrant students but are struggling with funding. A Colorado man who's facing child abuse charges in connection to the death of a baby in 2023 has been released from custody on a PR bond. A judge ruled yesterday that to change William Jacobs' $100,000 cash bond to a no-cost PR bond, with stipulations of GPS monitoring and protection orders put in place against those impacted directly by the case. Police say that Jacobs was arrested last May after his girlfriend's 10-month-old child was found unconscious in a motel and later pronounced dead at a Colorado Springs hospital. Jacobs' lawyers have been trying to get the case or specific charges dismissed, but prosecutors argue that the dismissal would be an extreme sanction and certainly not warranted. The judge says a written decision in the case will be made at a later date. And it's another setback for former President Donald Trump in his attempts to delay his criminal hush money trial in New York. Here's Kristen Marks with more.
Judge has denied Trump's request to postpone the trial so he could continue to fight a gag order over claims that it violates his First Amendment rights. The appeals court is set to consider whether to relax the gag order, which stops him from slamming witnesses, prosecutors, and family of the judge at the end of the month. Tuesday's ruling comes a day after another appeals court judge rejected Trump's effort to delay the trial by requesting a change of venue. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in connection to hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Jury selection is set to start Monday. Kristen Marks, NBC News Radio.
Partly cloudy skies will continue for southern Colorado for the rest of the afternoon. Highs have been close to seasonal averages in the 50s and 60s with a brisk north wind, about 30 to 40 mile an hour gust across the far eastern plains. Those winds will taper off after sunset this evening. We'll go down to about a 5 to 10 mile an hour wind overnight tonight. Overnight lows in the 30s. Highs will shoot back up into the 60s and 70s on Thursday. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.